Please turn now, if you would, to Acts chapter 16, verse 14. The text for our message this morning, Acts chapter 16, verse 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. As we look at this particular text this morning, we are in the midst of Paul's second missionary journey. The Apostle Paul has just received his famous Macedonian call. And now the Apostle Paul is in Philippi, a leading city in the district of Macedonia. There was no synagogue in Philippi, and so the Apostle Paul could not follow his usual custom of going into the synagogue on the Sabbath day to reason with those who were present concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, on this particular Sabbath, Paul went outside the gate of the city to a riverside where there was a designated place of prayer. When Paul and his company reached the place of prayer, they met several women who were assembled there to go through the Sabbath day ritual prayer service. And so the Apostle Paul began speaking to these women. Now, one of these women was called Lydia. Our scripture text indicates that she was a businesswoman, a seller of purple fabrics. And this morning, as we look at Lydia, we want to see exactly what took place in her life. And we want further to answer the question, why did this take place? And then, we must take the step of comparing our own lives with the life of Lydia. And as we do this, I would like to ask you a question. What has taken place in your life? First of all, then, what took place while Paul was speaking? Well, the first thing the text tells us is that Lydia was listening to Paul. Paul, it appears, was presenting the gospel message to these ladies. And these ladies were Jews, or as Lydia, a God-fearer. In either case, they were women who were familiar with the Old Testament scriptures. And the Apostle Paul was explaining and giving evidence from the scriptures that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead. Paul declared to them that Jesus was the Christ, that he was the Messiah. And he no doubt exhorted these ladies to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to confess him as their only Lord. And all the while Paul is speaking, Lydia is listening to Paul. But now, is she really hearing Paul? That is she really hearing? You remember that Jesus had often told his followers, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Lydia, it seems, was listening, but she was not really hearing. Now the text next tells us something very important. We see in the text the Lord acting. While Lydia is listening to Paul preach, the Lord himself takes action. We see plainly that Lydia is passive. She is listening. And we see plainly, too, that the Lord is active. He is acting upon Lydia. And the Lord is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the crucified, risen Lord of glory. He is the one who ascended into heaven and who is seated presently at the right hand of God the Father. And He personally acts upon Lydia through His Spirit whom He sends. Yes, it is the Lord, the Spirit, as Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 3, who acts upon Lydia. And what does the Lord do? Well, let's read our text again. And a certain woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening. And the Lord opened her heart. Yes, dear friends, we see very plainly the Lord taking action. The Lord opens her heart. As Lydia was sitting by the river, listening to Paul speak, the Lord opened her heart. Now, if we are rightly going to understand what takes place here, we have to understand Lydia's heart. And we have to understand the meaning of the word opened. Let's look at the heart. What is it? Well, the heart is the center and the seat of the whole inner person. The heart is the center and the core of an individual's thinking and feeling and volition. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. According to the Bible, therefore, the heart is the core of thought life. The Bible also speaks in various places of the purposes of the heart, the motives of the heart, and the decisions of the heart. The heart, therefore, involves the will of an individual. And the Bible also speaks of the heart, describing it in various ways as joyous or sad. It speaks of grief in the heart and anguish in the heart. It speaks of broken hearts and of loving hearts. And so if we understand the heart of a person from the biblical perspective, we understand that the heart is the seat of feelings and emotions. And finally, we of course know that the heart is the center of physical life. In other words, the heart involves all that an individual is, physically, mentally, emotionally, and volitionally. And so to touch an individual's heart is to touch an individual where he or she lives. And this is exactly what the Lord did. See, He opened Lydia's heart. When Jesus opened Lydia's heart, He touched Lydia where she lived. He gave Lydia understanding. He made understanding possible for Lydia. That's what it means to open the heart. You probably remember a couple of incidents that took place after the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead and He appeared before His disciples. For instance, when Jesus talked to two of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, these disciples did not recognize Him. They did not understand it was Jesus who was talking to them. But in Luke 24:31, we are told that when Jesus broke bread with them, their eyes were opened and they recognized Him. Again, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to His disciples in a closed upper room. He spoke to the disciples about how He fulfilled all that was written in the law of Moses and the prophets. And again, Luke 24:45 says, "Then He opened their minds to understand the Scriptures." And so it was that the Spirit of Jesus did radical heart surgery on Lydia. He opened her heart to make the understanding of the Scriptures possible. Now another meaning of the word open is to to explain or to interpret. In other words, the Lord Himself explained and interpreted the Scriptures to the heart of Lydia. Let's get the picture now. All the while Paul was preaching, Lydia was listening. And then the Lord, the Spirit, opened Lydia's heart to understand the Scriptures Paul was preaching. Not only so, the Lord explained and interpreted those Scriptures directly to the heart of Lydia. And you see, this was a sovereign work of God in performing radical surgery on the heart of Lydia. At this moment, Lydia was born again. At this moment, Lydia was born of the Spirit. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In other words, you can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. And you see, when the Lord opened Lydia's heart, she saw. She understood. Now, what was the purpose of the Lord's opening her heart? Why was it that the Lord opened her heart? Look at the Scripture again. "And a certain woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabric, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul." Again, you see, Paul was speaking about the Lord Jesus, that the Lord Jesus was, in fact, the Christ. Paul was explaining that Jesus died as a ransom payment for sin. Paul was explaining that faith in Jesus meant salvation from the penalty for sin, which is death. Paul was preaching, no doubt, repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was explaining that those who confess their sins and repent of them and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ receive eternal life. And as the Apostle Paul was preaching, the Lord opened Lydia's heart for the purpose that Lydia would take heed to the words of Paul. This is the startling thing. In other words, Lydia was to follow the words of Paul. She was to devote herself to the words of Paul, and she was to take action on them. Lydia was to apply herself to the words of the apostle. Lydia was to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the proper response to the gospel is to repent of sin and believe in Jesus. Conversion consists of these two things, repentance and faith. And our Scripture tells us that the Lord opened Lydia's heart for the purpose that she would repent of her sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture does not say, and I think this is important, the Scripture does not say the Lord opened her heart that she might respond to the gospel, as if somehow Lydia were brought to neutral ground. You see, the response to the gospel was not entirely left up to Lydia. The direct purpose in the Lord's opening Lydia's heart was that she would repent of her sins and she would believe in Jesus. Her mind was opened by the Lord to understand the gospel. Her emotions were opened by the Lord so that she would feel the weight of guilt for sin, and so that she would feel her need of the gospel. And her will was opened by the Lord so that she would take action upon the gospel, so that she would repent and believe.
My friends, Lydia was converted.
That's confirmed to us in verse 15. And when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. Lydia was baptized. And I think we can be well assured that the Apostle Paul would not have baptized Lydia had there not been the evidence of repentance and faith. She was judged by the Apostle Paul and his company to be faithful to the Lord. Now let's move on. Why did all of this take place? Why did the Lord open Lydia's heart to respond to the things Paul was speaking? I'll tell you why. It's as simple as this. God loved Lydia. Behind it all, God loved her. God loved her enough that he sent his only begotten son to die for her. And there is no doubt that Christ purchased her salvation on Calvary's tree. There is no doubt because the Holy Spirit applied that salvation to Lydia's heart. The Lord opened her heart. She believed the gospel. She trusted in Christ. She repented of her sins. And all of this took place because God loved Lydia. But there is another reason that God opened her heart that flows out of God's love. You see, to be saved, Lydia's heart had to be opened. She was dead in trespasses and sins. Lydia was a member of fallen humanity, the member of a perverse generation, a human race that died in Adam. God, you remember, had commanded Adam, the first man, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat from it you shall surely die." And of course, Adam disobeyed God. He did die. He suffered death. He suffered spiritual death in that he suffered alienation from God. And he suffered psychological death in that his heart, no longer pure but defiled, was polluted by sin. He suffered moral death in that his mind was no longer pure but also polluted from sin. And he suffered ethical death in that he was separated from God. His will no longer was in obedience to God, but it was polluted from sin. And he suffered physical death in that his strength diminished and his body returned to the dust. Through his disobedience, Adam was caught and bound in the grasp of death. But the truth of Scripture is this, that Adam did not die alone. As the first man, he represented all men. When God put Adam to the test, he tested all mankind through Adam. And when Adam disobeyed, he suffered death. He suffered death as a representative of all mankind, and therefore he brought death upon all men. This is the clear teaching of the Bible. For instance, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, the Apostle Paul says this, "Through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men." So for this reason, Lydia was dead. With all mankind, she suffered death in Adam. With all men, Lydia inherited a heart and a mind and an emotion and a will alienated from God.
And because Lydia was dead, she could not understand the gospel. Her heart was closed to the gospel. The Apostle Paul explains this in another place. In 2 Corinthians 4, he says, "Our gospel is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel." Yes, as an unbeliever, Lydia's mind was blinded to the gospel, and she was dead. Dead men cannot hear or understand the gospel. Lydia had to be born again to understand the gospel, because she was dead. Again, Jesus says clearly, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But you see, here is the greatness of the gospel. God loved Lydia, and God opened her heart. She was born again. Yes. As the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins." That was Lydia. But there was a change. Paul goes on to say, "God, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." And this again was Lydia. On one side, she was dead in sin, but the Lord opened her heart. She was made alive by the Lord. And why did the Lord open Lydia's heart to respond to the things Paul was speaking? God loved Lydia, and Christ died for her. And the only way Lydia could be saved, the only way Lydia could respond to the gospel and believe, was by God opening her heart. Now let me ask you, dear friends, as we apply the truth of the Word of God, what has taken place in your life? Have you heard the gospel message of Christ's death as a ransom for many? Oh, perhaps you have heard the gospel many times and in many places. But have you taken heed to the gospel? Have you truly repented of your sins? Have you believed in Jesus and trusted Him as your Lord? And the deeper question according to our text is, has God opened your heart? If you have truly repented of your sins and truly trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have truly been converted, this is the beauty of the message, then God has opened your heart. Think of it. God, Almighty God, Creator of the universe, has opened your heart. When you were dead in your transgressions, God made you alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Oh, dear friends, because God loves you, God has saved you. He has opened your heart. Christ has died for you. The Holy Spirit has applied that salvation to your heart. Like Lydia, who was judged faithful, God has opened your heart. Oh, what a comfort that is. What a rest you have in the knowledge of the work of Almighty God. Yes, if God has truly opened your heart to respond to the things which have been spoken to you in the gospel, you should fall humbly before Him and give Him your thanks. But then there is the other side of the coin.
What if you have not trusted in Christ and not repented of your sin? Then God has not opened your heart. You are not saved from the awful penalty of sin. In fact, you are dead. And in fact, you are suffering death right now. You are suffering from a weight of guilt from sin, because you are alienated from God, having no hope, and without God in the world you are. And the death you suffer now, if you persist in refusing to come to Christ, the death you suffer now will be confirmed in eternal punishment if God does not open your heart. And so, dear friend, you had better get down on your knees, and you better have a heart-to-heart talk with God. But perhaps, too, while you have been listening to the speaking of the Word of God, God has opened your heart to respond to the gospel. Then I beg of you, repent of your sins and trust in Jesus alone for your salvation. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come to Christ, turn from sin, and trust Christ. But if God has not opened your heart, I still plead with you. I beg of you. Get down on your knees and ask God to change you, to open your heart. Because, my friend, you are in great jeopardy. You are in jeopardy of losing your soul eternally. What, dear friend, has taken place in your life? Has God opened your heart? Gracious God, speak, we pray, through your word, that you might truly open the hearts of those who listen to respond to the gospel. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.